You walk over here.
Hello. Hi, Takesha.
Yes.
Hi, this is
Yes.
Courtney. I'm calling on a recorded line. How are you doing?
I'm out here in this stuff.
Okay. And the reason for the call is because of the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was this for you or a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. And
Sarah, what you doing?
you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm in a much better place today, thank you.
Okay. All right. So, again, my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. You do want to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit. And you do not have an attorney at this time.
No, I don't.
Okay. And it's Dakisha, right? Am I saying it correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay, and the last name is Gant.
All right.
And I have your phone number as 786-483-9024, correct?
Yes.
And this is your cell phone that I'm talking to you on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then, okay, so you do not have an attorney at this time. You are willing to affirm under penalty. You haven't sought any legal representation or any advice from any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Correct.
Or signed any documents. Okay, and then did you have any friend or family members or anyone else that you know that was affected by the Roundup spray that needed help filing a claim?
Well, my brother most definitely, because he did most of the yard work, so he definitely would have
Okay.
had more exposure. And I know he went to the doctor. I didn't get into
Okay.
his personal business, you know, black door, you know, kind of
Okay. So,
standoffish.
but you both were
So,
directly affected, correct? You both directly
yes.
were okay, spraying it and both affected. Okay. I can put his information and then you can just you can give him my information once we're done doing your claim. Or you can give me his phone number, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
I have him quiet because he's one of those people like me. If he doesn't know the number, he's not going to
He's gonna
answer it
answer it.
thinking it's, you know, somebody's calling
Of
him.
course.
Yeah.
Brother was affected. She will give. Hold on one second. Okay. Okay, and you are filing this on for yourself. You were diagnosed. Okay. Did not have an attorney. Okay, and then do you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The who type?
The subtype, what type of lymphoma you had? If you don't, it's okay.
I just know with the knowledge of that phone, it says with my left nose, I know I have stage one. Like, I don't know any other medical terms. I'll
Okay.
probably have to call my doctor.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not. We just ask if you do know. Okay. And Takesha, what's your date of birth?
Well, I know he said, what are you talking about? Because he did. I remember he said my B cell something.
Yeah, it,
I
there's a
don't
lot
know.
of.
I think that may have been that.
There
Yes,
could
what's
be your
that? I
B
don't. It's
cell,
been
but there's a
one.
bunch of different B cells, so don't worry. If you don't know, don't worry about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah,
What's your
because I'm
date of
like, at this
birth?
point, it's been. I remember that. It's 5/11/79. Yeah, my head is everywhere these days.
Okay. Do you know the do you know what your diagnosis date was? Do you know when you're diagnosed with the NHL?
Yeah, I remember good because it was the day before Valentine's. It was February 13th, 2021.
2021. All right. 2021. All right. And were you spraying the Roundup? Was this just at home, work, or residential, or home, or both?
Yeah, we got home.
Okay.
Residential,
And
but that's what I say. I know my brother did it for work and home, so he was more impacted.
Okay. Yeah, we can file a claim for him. You can give him his phone number and, or my phone number, and he can call me. What is the address? Is it where you currently live at this time? Same address?
It's the 720 Northwest 41st Street.
Seven. Okay, is it the same address that you live at this
Yeah.
time? Okay, so wait, hold on one second. Let me get to this really quick. What's the address?
720 Northwest 41st Street. Miami,
Northwest,
Florida 33.
27.
441 Street. 4141.
Okay, 720 Northwest 41.
That's correct. Street.
Street. Okay. And where is that
Miami,
located?
Florida 33.
Miami, Florida.
Miami,
Okay.
Florida.
33127.
33127.
Okay. Is this
Correct.
a house or an apartment, or is there a unit number?
That's a house.
It's a house.
That's a house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that for me. All right. And then all right. Hold on one second. Okay. Again, I apologize ahead of time. These are a lot of repetitive questions, so I have to ask them twice. It's just how the intake goes. So you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 to 79. So for how many years did you and your loved ones did you spray Roundup for? And these can be
It was
approximate
11 years.
dates. Okay.
Yeah, it was over a decade. Well, yeah, because I know when we got there, it was 2010, and then we stopped when I went to the doctor in 2021. So it was an 11-year duration during that time alone.
Okay. And approximately how often were you spraying it? Was it once a month, twice a month?
There were times where it was twice, but at minimum one time. But
Okay,
yeah, there were definitely a lot of times where it was more than once.
okay, and then would you say what, like 7, 8 months out of the year, like between spring to fall,
No,
or
every month.
every month?
Nah, every month. Because,
Okay.
like, in Miami, like,
Yeah, totally, yeah. No, I get it.
yeah, we don't get
Okay.
winter temperatures or fall weather, so it's.
Yeah, no, we're in California, so we get the same kind of weather you guys get. It's just always 75.
Yeah, and humidity and the weeds and the bugs are a constant. Like, we don't ever get a break.
Okay, so 12, so we'll say twice a month, for 12 months, so 24 times a year times 11. Okay, perfect. I always have to get an estimated time frame. All right, and you did spray it for more than 10 days. This is your cell phone I'm talking to you on. You are a US resident, correct?
I am.
Okay. You haven't had any organ transplants, correct?
No, I haven't had an
Or,
organ transplant.
okay, HIV or hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
Nope.
No Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No, I was just going to actually mention that, yeah, because they kept testing me for the lupus and the HIV when I was complaining about my symptoms, and all the tests came back negative. Even up until today, they're still negative.
Okay, and what about autoimmune disease or arthritis or diabetes?
During that time, definitely no.
Okay, and then are you on any other cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the NHL?
No, when I got cleared last year, I haven't had to sustain any other medication or anything since. Just
Okay.
like, stuff to keep my immunity up and vitamins and things of that nature, natural, supplements
Yeah.
they, recommend, but.
Okay. And Miss Gant, you know, family of history of cancer or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then I have your first name, Miss Gant, as DAKISHA. Last name Gant, GANTT. Correct?
Sure.
Did you have a middle initial that you'd like me to put?
Just the letter L.
L, okay. And then no suffix in your name, correct?
Correct.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And your birth date was 5/11, 1979. Are you currently, your marital status, is it single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Never married.
Single, never married. Okay. Can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
I can give you the last four, 1796.
1796. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Okay. So how was the how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
5'3", and then approximately how much do you weigh?
Currently 157.
Okay. And then I'll just get all the health questions out of the way really quick for you. And then I have your cell phone. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
Morning.
Okay. And then did you have an email that you had access to I can send documents to?
Yes, the email, my first initial, period, my last name, so D.GANTT at Hotmail.
.com. Perfect. All right. And
We'll see how
then,
long I've had it.
all right. Oh yeah, I know. Okay, so when was the first connection between the roundup and injuries or cancer diagnosis? Was that on your diagnosis date? Was it before or after? Just an idea they want
Well,
to
the
know.
time before he started, like, yeah, they started, my doctor started asking questions, trying to figure out, because like I said, they started running all these other tests, trying to see what it was. And then he was like, maybe you've been exposed to something. So they didn't officially do the test for it until that way, it was February 9th of 2021. And he did the blood test, the CT scan, and some other stuff. And that's when he came back and made the official connection.
Okay, so February 9th, you think? Not the diagnosis date.
Yeah, that's when I, February 9th of 2021 is when I went in for all the actual testing.
The
Because, like I said, they had
testing.
been testing me for lupus and the hepatitis and
Okay.
all that before. And they were like, that was all negative. So,
The
and then he did a
reason.
biopsy for that as well. So,
Okay.
that's when, And I wasn't using any, like I said, I wasn't using any perfumes, anything eating. So he was like, "What, try to see what common things that I was having,
Okay.
access to." That's what they were calling because it was getting worse.
Okay. And then they finally diagnosed you on 2/13/2021.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so thank you for confirming that. Okay. And then we were using Roundup. Okay, so twice a month for 12 months. You were using it for a full year before your diagnosis. You started spraying it, you said, in 2010 and stopped in 2021. Do you know about the time in 2010 when you started using it? Like what type of year?
I want to say it was around Easter time, springtime. I don't remember Easter
So
that
like
year. I want to say March, April,
April.
around that time frame.
We'll put April
Yeah,
1st,
because when I took start, I
2010.
remember we're
Like April 1st,
I remember
2010.
we're having a big Easter. Yeah, 2010, because I started like working on the yard and trying to do gardening and all that stuff. So,
And then
as opposed to just
what
cutting the
type
grass and
of
moving.
you got diagnosed in February of 2021. When did you stop using it? Was it like right up to that date or was it a month before?
Yeah, no, I want to say it was a few days before the test, and when he started asking me, trying to see what household products I was, around, I'm like, it's the only
Using
thing I'm using, honestly, other than washing clothes. So I want to say it was probably the
February.
end of, no, yeah, no. Well, I'd say right before the testing. I would say
So I'll
like
put
February
February
3rd or 6th
1st.
or something like that.
Okay, February 3rd. I'll put February
Yeah,
3rd,
so.
2021. And then you stopped using the Roundup because you became ill and started doing testing to see
Yeah.
Stopped using. Okay, and getting sick. Okay, and then your student monthly. How were you guys spraying it? Were you spraying it with a backpack, a hand sprayer, a tract? Were you using a tractor with
The
hoses?
hand sprayer.
Hand sprayer?
Hand sprayer, and sometimes we put it for the hose because it was like it would get more impact that way. And
Okay.
so yeah, sometimes just go out with this, depending on the area that y'all like. The front yard, use the hand sprayer, and the back area would take the and connect it to the hose.
Did you ever use any type of protective glove?
Yeah, I had gloves on, and still it's like my skin and everything. I don't know, then. There were times where I didn't, but
Yeah.
for the most part I will. But like I said, my arms and everything, like my neck. So it's like it was. I don't want to say air. Well, it was spraying because like when I really started feeling the itching and the irritation was like my throat area. So.
Yeah, but you don't really think anything of it right at that time. You don't think that it's
You
you don't.
don't like even when you're just spraying like aerosol in the air. You don't really think,
Yeah.
okay, it's gonna come.
I know. Residential area around. And then you were just using it around property and fence line, property area, fence line. Where
Yeah,
else
my
were you
clothes
spraying
dry.
it?
I think they got.
In garden area. Yeah, garden area. Okay.
Yeah, because we started back growing our own fruits and vegetables and everything and trying to do that. And then, like, that became like where they were like, the growth was kind of stunning. So.
Yeah. Okay. And then this was in Florida. You're using this for residential reasons. You were directly exposed. And you were directly exposed. All right, this is the silliest questions. Directly. Yes, you did spray it, and your brother sprayed it as well. How often? You were often present every time. It asks the same question 5 times. Present during applications every time. Okay, and then 24 times 11. So approximately 264 plus exposures. Okay. Do you live by a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. You get city water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Agent Orange or Benzine or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then were you guys buying concentrate or pre-mixed?
Was concentrated sometimes, and I think on a few occasions, maybe pre-mixed, but for the most part,
Both.
concentrated because we
Okay.
like to, make our own. So.
Yeah. Where were you guys buying it at? Were you
It was at Home Depot on Southwest 8th Street.
Home Depot? Okay. I'm sorry, what was it's in what city is it
It
in?
was, yeah. That's in Miami. Well, we
Miami.
locally, we call it like the Savannah area, but yeah, it's Miami.
Okay, and that was where, what street was it on 8th Street?
Southwest 8th Street, yeah. It's what,
Okay.
3030 Southwest 8th Street?
Got it. All right. Perfect. Thank you for confirming
Yeah, probably
that.
will jump.
Okay, and then you could obtain proofs of, do you have credit cards or receipts, or you could show proof of purchase?
No, we use cash. We don't like interest on credit cards.
Provide
So,
right proof.
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they could probably go back to the cameras and see we come in there often.
Okay, and then yes, yeah, so you do have receipts. Do you have any still left in your possession?
No, I don't keep paper like that. You end up
No, I
with
meant like,
moths and all
do you have any
that
of the Roundup
other
still
stuff.
in your possession, is what I meant. Or did you
I
guys
had
get
the
rid of
empty
it?
container. I kept it in like a plastic bag. Like I said,
Okay.
just for, I guess, just as I guess what I said,
evidence.
For my evidence.
Yeah. No, that's great. They may ask you to like take a picture of it and send. They may ask you to do that. I don't know. The attorneys will ask.
Just like I had an old baby food jar one time. My son got sick from some baby food. I'm like, I kept the jar with the mold in it.
Yeah, no, it's smart. Okay, so really quick, have you ever smoked?
Yeah. One moment. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, just make sure the door is locked so he doesn't get out. Thank you. Hello.
It's okay. Have you ever smoked? Or do you smoke?
No, never.
Okay.
I've never drank or smoked.
Are you currently employed?
Right now, yes.
You are currently employed?
I'm actually just getting back to the. I'm just getting back. Well, I work for a private contractor, so it's per diem. So.
Okay. Did you lose work? Did you lose work because of your related condition?
Yeah, I ended up not working. I did. With Florida, you try to get disability. It takes forever. So
approximately how long do you think you stopped working for?
I was out of work for, I want to say, about 3 years.
To work for approximate 3 years. Okay, and then who's your current employer now?
It's Neva. It's the broker, and basically it's in real estate, and that's why I said basically I'm per diem at this point, trying to get back into the workforce on a regular basis.
So it's wait, how do you say it? What's the employer's name?
NIVA.
NIVA.
Yes, and it's in her brokerage, Neva's brokerage, so.
Brokerage in Miami. All right, I found it. Neva the Diva First Class Realty. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's such a great name.
It's catchy.
Yeah,
but she has to change the branding now, because it was a whole big, relocation and all of that. So I guess she didn't just change the listing.
And then you're a realtor?
I'm classified basically as a referment liaison, so I actually bring in the clients, get them qualified for lending and all of that stuff. So that's why I say I get paid per diem based on who actually goes through and gets, confirmed and paid.
What do you want me to put as your job
title? Yeah, more people I bring in.
Should I just put, HR? Is that, HR? I don't know.
She has it classified as office assistant. That's what she has it, she on the actual books. So, yeah.
Okay, let me put that like that.
Yeah.
Office.
Are you okay, sir? Don't come in here doing that.
Sure.
Nope. My son with autism is about to demand my time, so you hear me a little distracted.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine. Yeah. Have you ever been in the military? I'm going as fast as I can for you, too.
No.
Okay, and then any other lawsuits or workers' compensation claims? Should be aware of. Okay. Filed for bankruptcy or have any criminal offenses?
No.
Okay. Who's your diagnosing physician? What's their name?
Louis Wrangler. You want me to spell it for you?
Yeah.
First name is common spelling L-U-I-S. Last name is R-A-N-G-E-L.
Okay, wait, hold on. Say the last name again.
R-A-N-G-E-L. G-E-L.
Okay. Louis Wrangle. And they're in Hyla.
Okay.
Is that Hyla, Florida? Or
Hyla.
Yeah. All right. And then...
Yeah, they're not from the area. You'll never say it,
I know. Yeah. I apologize. I'm
There are people who
As
are
long as I can say
relocating here
someone's
and doing
first
like this.
name, fine, I'm okay with it. But yeah, like
Exactly.
cities and stuff, and not that good at it. Some of the like diagnoses too, like the surgeries and like what the
Oh
actual
my God, yeah,
diagnoses
when
are
someone has
so
pregnant folks
hard.
that are trauma, and when they ask me what surgery he had, like people look at me crazy. I'm like, the doctors can't even pronounce it, so why are you looking at me that way? How may I help you, Cameron? What would you like? Here, I need you to finish your project. Come here. Come on.
That your
Safety
child?
first. Look, here. Yes.
Oh.
Begging for ketchup. Here you go.
Okay, so and
You're
just like
not going to just eat ketchup, okay? I need you to eat food. Here. Thank you. I'm here. I can hear you.
yeah, I was just gonna say in like short, little whatever summary of how has the NHL or lymphoma impacted your life? Couple words you want to describe how the diagnosis has impacted your
Well,
life?
first of all, I was full of fear. For one, I have a young child with autism that relies solely on me.
Oh,
So there were
yeah.
days where I was just, constantly choking and felt like somebody was suffocating me. I thought maybe there's some type of spirit or something taking over. I'd be asleep, I'd wake up choking and coughing, constantly chronic. The going back and forth trying to go to doctors and, medical visits trying to see what it was. And the itching and, just everything was irritating. And like I said, mentally, I'm already dealing with my son and his concerns and now being distracted and not knowing what's going on with me and just the inconvenience and the hassle. And then the fear of finding out, you have cancer, it's severing. Thankfully for my doctor, he discovered it soon. It didn't take a long time and I was able to get treatment. And so far, knock on wood, nothing has come back, but just, I mean, the emotional fear alone, let alone the physical,
Oh, yeah,
aspect
of
of it,
course.
that is a detriment. And like I said, just very uncomfortable. You're constantly itchy, scratchy, no matter what you put, what you try. I drink water. I'm like, I don't drink alcohol or sodas or anything. So it wasn't like there's acid in my system, but it's literally like you feel like you're fighting your body at that point, trying to figure out what it is. Even like, I think it kind of affected my weight too, because when your metabolism slows down and you're not eating, the weight sets on, even with the chemo and everything, because it's like I totally lost appetite and didn't want to eat, or when I did try to eat or chew, it's like I was constantly gagging and choking and just wondering, what was causing it, and breathing. Like I literally walked from the front door to the porch and I'm out of breath and I'm like, what's going on? So, I was in real good physical shape. Like I said, I'd never done drugs, never done anything, didn't eat bad. I was a healthy eater. So it's like, what was it? So,
Everything just kind of like spiraled out of
PTSD and
control.
everything. So it's like, what? And then when you finally know, like I said, people are knowing it's half the battle, but it's like, why? What is, how did this happen to you? So it's a
Okay,
lot.
how old's your
Come
little
here.
boy?
He's 9 now.
Oh, okay. I have a 7 and 8 year old, soon to be 9 year old.
I
So
have 26 and 9.
you
Yeah,
have,
imagine starting over.
oh
My
yeah.
oldest is 26.
Is was your son, is he in third grade or is he, well,
He's fourth. He's in
fourth.
the fourth grade. Yeah, he's actually home from school today because they had a field trip and I don't, I didn't let him go because he's in a wheelchair now because he had surgery. And I don't want the inconvenience of them being in the public space, and his safety. So,
Oh, you're a good mom.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Come
So,
here, Cameron. Let's tell him.
what's his name? Cameron?
Yes.
Oh, it's cute. Okay, so yeah, so I put in a little summary of basically what you just said. Do you know the hospital that Dr. Rangel was seeing you at, or the facility name?
Yeah, it was Palmetto General Hospital. Yep.
Carmichael General Hospital.
Palmetto General.
How do you spell that?
PALMETTO.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And that's at 2001 West 68th Street.
All right.
All right, perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
We're going to be looking at mega disruptors and seeds all over the world.
And then, okay, so you did say that the diagnosis date treated was, or your diagnosis date was 2/13. When were you, is that when you started treatment or is that just the diagnosis? Like, when did you start treatment
No,
for?
No, treatment was on the 16th. It was 3 days later he got me in for treatment.
Okay. So 2/16/2021 was when you started treatment. Okay.
Yes. Come on, Sonny.
And then,
it's okay. Come on.
What type of treatment did you start right away? Was it stem cell, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I did the chemo. We also did he did the immunotherapy, mm-hmm. and for pain he gave me morphine to go with the process. The morphine I was actually on it longer than the treatments.
Okay.
But yeah, he did the that. Come here, please. Oh no, he wants to. Cameron, you're not listening.
Yeah, if you put me on hold or anything, feel free to. You can go ahead and do so. I'm totally fine. I'm just adding stuff to the file.
I'm here. No, he. I can already tell you. Yeah, he. Once he saw that, I was actually hiding in another room from him, until the therapist who was here with him left. So now he's like, he sees me on the phone. He's gonna. Yeah.
Oh.
He's not gonna stop. I'm just making sure he doesn't climb up on the walls or anything and jump down or something, because he'll do that. He'll get onto the cabinets.
Oh.
He's like, I want to show you a show. So.
Okay, well, we're almost done. So just really quick. Okay, so you did the chemotherapy. I got everything that you just said. We do have to put emergency contact number just in case something is unfortunate to happen to you, Ms. Gant. And this is basically just to help, you know, prevent hiccups in the case and make sure that we can continue the case for you and for Cameron, you know, if anything does happen to you. You can put someone that lives with you or that doesn't live with you. It's completely up to you.
I'll give you my uncle.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is James.
Okay, and then last name, is it Gant as well?
It's Thomas.
Thomas, and then what's his phone number?
Correct. 305-303-6783. You don't want a color?
And you do give me permission to contact them if needed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Are you actually watching that camera, or because you just, you, do you want to watch that, or you're trying to find something else? Look, let's see. Let me help you.
I'm late for my bicycle.
I think okay. I know what you want. You want to listen to music?
All right.
Let's see. Is that it? Nope. You like that? Is that okay?
All right. Okay, so we're pretty much done. Are you ready or do you need another minute?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I'm just gonna just summarize everything. Basically what is happening right now, Ms. Gant, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. Your diagnosis date was on, your diagnosis date was on 2/13/2021. After spraying Roundup, you were directly affected at home at 2720 Northwest 41st Street in Miami, Florida. You approximately sprayed Roundup for 11 years. You were spraying it twice a month for 12 months out of the year, approximately 264 plus exposures or direct exposures of to the Roundup. Your first name is D-A-K-I-S-H-A, middle initial L, last name Gant, G-A-N-T-T. Your date of birth is 5/11/1979. I have the last four of your social as 1796. And then I have you 5'3", 157 pounds. And you started using Roundup 4/1/2010, stopped using it 2/3/2021. And I think that is it. Okay. Does everything sound about correct? To the best of your knowledge? Okay. So what's going to happen right now is the system's just going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever done a DocuSign agreement before?
I have.
Okay. So it's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to follow the prompt to adopt and sign the signature. Tap all the fields to complete the form. And then once you press finish, you're going to let me know. If it's easier to put you on speaker, or if it's easier, you can put me on speakerphone and I can walk you through it. The documents are just generating, so just give me a moment and they'll be sent over. And then once you're doing that, or while you're doing that, I'm going to send you over the attorney's information and my direct information, so you'll have my phone number as well. Okay. Okay, so I went ahead and texted to you, and I also emailed it to you, so whatever it's easier for you to open. Right. Yeah, and just let me know once you're able to press finish.
I'm just clicking everywhere it needs to adopt the signature.
Yeah. You might have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature and then press accept. Sometimes it makes you do that.
I did that.
Okay.
You should have it.
Perfect.
So I was just making sure that we're going to have to input like date of birth or anything.
No, yeah, you just have to tap the fields. Okay, you're all set. You finished it. Thank you for doing that, Ms. Gant. I appreciate it. I did just send you a direct text message from a 949 area code. That is the line to my desk. And I'm here Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time, between 8 to 5. So you can call me anytime if you have any questions regarding your file. Also, just before we wrap up the call, I want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this role, how important your role is in this process. Basically, this is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. They will be calling you within, you know, 48 hours or so. They will be calling you from that 713 phone number. I sent you their phone number in another text message. So if you want to keep an eye out for that phone number or save that phone number, so it's them, or so you know it's them when they're calling, go ahead and do so. And then again, like, you know, if you can't answer when they call or if you miss a call, just make sure you call back in a timely manner. If in case you can't get a hold of them, you can always call me and I can directly connect you as well. And then basically just remember, you know, this is a legal contract between you and the law firm. So it is important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then again, like if you have any obtaining documents that you can help support your case with, you know, we ask you that you go ahead and get those. And then other than that, like, you know, basically my heart goes out to you and Cameron, and I hope that this works out for you guys and you get the compensation that you need. Yeah. And again, Ms. Gant, when you can, give your brother my phone number, my direct phone number, the 949 number, and have him call me and I can help him file a claim.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your brother's name? Just so I'm aware if he calls me.
Ron Stevens.
Ron Stevens. Okay. Yeah. Brother. Okay. Yeah. Have him give me a call and I'd love to help him out. But did you have any questions for me?
Nothing now.
Not that you can think of at this moment?
Nope, just going to get to this one in here.
Okay, all right.
He's using my console table for a drum, so.
Yeah. All right, well, you have a good rest of the day, and my heart goes out to you guys, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Take care.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Camera. Come on.